Morning Watch, Day 4. Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 12. The Divine Trinity, the Spirit of Jesus, and the Kingdom of God. Related Verses. Romans 8:9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Yet if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. Philippians 1:19-20. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation, through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness as always, even now Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. 2 Corinthians 3:2-6, verse 8. You are our letter, inscribed in our hearts, known and read by all men. Since you are being manifested that you are a letter of Christ ministered by us, inscribed not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tablets of stone, but in tablets of hearts of flesh. And such confidence we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to account anything as from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who has also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant, ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. How shall the ministry of the Spirit not be more in glory? Related Reading. The kind of work we do for the Lord depends on the kind of Spirit by whom we are guided, directed, instructed, and constituted. Paul was not constituted of the Spirit of God or of the Spirit of Jehovah, but of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Jesus. As a vessel containing the triune God, Paul was fully constituted of the Holy Spirit, who was involved with the Lord's incarnation and birth, and of the Spirit of Jesus, who was involved with the Lord's humanity, human living, all-inclusive death, life-imparting resurrection, and ascension. Paul was a person constituted of this all-inclusive Spirit. Thus, when he came out to preach, he could truly preach Jesus Christ. This Spirit should become our constitution. Then our work will be the expression of the Spirit. For example, do you think it would have been possible for Elijah to be led by the Holy Spirit, or for him to do a work for Jesus as the incarnated one with humanity, human living, death, resurrection, and ascension? No. Elijah had only the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Jehovah. Elijah may have had a powerful spirit, but he was not constituted of the Spirit of Jesus. For this reason, he could never do the work of ministering Jesus as the all-inclusive one, or convey him as such a one to others. Just as the Spirit of Christ is the reality of Christ, so the Spirit of Jesus is the reality of Jesus. If we do not have the Spirit of Jesus, Jesus will not be real to us. But today, Jesus is real to us because we have the Spirit of Jesus as the reality, the realization of Jesus. Jesus was a man who continually suffered intense persecution while he was on earth. Therefore, the Spirit of Jesus is the spirit of a man with abundant strength for suffering. He is the spirit of a man as well as the spirit of suffering strength. As an evangelist, Paul went out to preach, and he also suffered. In that suffering, he needed the Spirit of Jesus, because in the Spirit of Jesus, there is a suffering element and the suffering strength to withstand persecution. In our preaching today, we also need the Spirit of Jesus to face the opposition and persecution. The Spirit of Jesus is not only the Spirit of God with divinity in him, that we may live the divine life, but also the Spirit of the man Jesus with humanity in him, that we may live the proper human life and endure its sufferings. Romans 10:12 says that the Lord of all is rich to all who call upon him. The Lord is rich and rich to all who call upon him. The way to enjoy the riches of the Lord is to call upon him. The Lord is not only rich, but also nigh and available, as mentioned in verse 8 of the same chapter, because he is the life-giving Spirit. As the Spirit, he is omnipresent. At any time and in any place, we may call on his name. When we call on him, he comes to us as the Spirit, and we enjoy his riches. When you call on Jesus, the Spirit comes. 1 Corinthians is a book on the enjoyment of Christ. In chapter 12, Paul tells us how to enjoy him. The way to enjoy the Lord is to call on his name. Whenever we say, Lord Jesus, we drink of him, the life-giving Spirit. In 1545, we are told that the Lord is now the life-giving Spirit. Whenever we call Lord Jesus, he comes as the Spirit. If I call a person's name, and if he is real, living, and present, then that person will come to me. The Lord Jesus is real, living, and present. He is always available. Whenever we call on him, he comes.